回家。
Or sometimes we ask, when do you finish work and go home?
所以，那么这里我们就看到了，就是“家”呢这个词呢，在不同的情况下，它可能有不同的意思。
So this means home means different things under different circumstances.
那么有时候呢，是指一个家庭，指所有的家庭成员。
Sometimes the house refers to the members of the house.
有时候可能也指一个居住的场所。
Sometimes it refers to the place where we live.
我们也常常说教会是一个属灵的家。
We often say that the church is our spiritual home.
那我们应该怎么样理解这句话的含义
？So how should we understand the meaning of this？
那么教会是指一个场所呢，还是指一个人的集合呢
？So is a church a place, or is it a collection of people？
那么通过今天这几节经文呢，我们可以看到
，So from today's passage we can see，
教会呢是神的家
，The church。Is God's house.
那是圣徒靠耶稣基督连成的一个生命体。
So it is the life that the believers united with Christ.
它同时其实也是神所居住的一个场所。
It's also the place where God dwells.
我们从三方面来理解这个神的家。
So we try to understand this from three different aspects.
就是谁是我们这个家的成员
？Who are the members of this house？
那我们这个神的家是怎么建立起来的
？How was it built up？
然后和谁是我们这个家的主人
？Who is the master of the house？
我们下面先看第一点，就是我们神家的成员是谁。
We first look at the members of the house of God.
我们先看第一。十九节这里面说这样你们不再做外人和客旅是与圣徒同国是神家里的人了
So verse 19 So then you are no longer strangers and aliens but you are fellow citizens with the saints and member of the household of God
我们前面的信息告诉我们了那么外邦人包括我们那我们过去都是没有旧约，没有读过旧约，不知道旧约。
So prior to this, we talk about the Gentiles, including us. We do not know anything about the Old Testament.
那么与神的选民这些犹太人所盼望的救主基督呢，是没有任何的关系。
We have no relationship with the Jewish people who were the chosen ones.
而且在犹太人的眼里呢，我们他们被排除在神国以外。
According to the Jewish people, the Gentiles are rejected outside the kingdom.
我们也不是神的子民。
We are not children of God.
犹太人以为他们的肉体的隔离才是他们是神的国民的一个标志。
So they think the Jewish people they are the marks.Of God's kingdom.
但是当福音来到这个世界上以后，人们才知道。
But only when gospel came to the world.
那么是否是神的子民了，不取决于肉体是否受隔离。
So whether you are children of God does not depend on whether you have received the circumcision.
只在于是否在基督里有重生得救的信心。
Only depends on if you have been born again in Christ.
那么外邦的基督徒和犹太的基督徒，他们都是借着耶稣基督的死。
So, for the Gentiles and also for the Jewish Christians, they based on the death of Jesus.
那么通过圣灵联合在一起的一个整体。
So through the Holy Spirit, they were united together.
所以在神的眼里呢，外邦基督徒和犹太人的基督徒都是一样的。
So in God's eyes, whether the Gentiles or the Jewish Christians, they're all the same.
不再存在什么外人或者是客旅这个词。
So it's no longer there's a term of aliens.
我们一同都是神的子民。
We were all people of God.
也就是说，所有真正信靠耶稣基督的人， 都是神国的子民。
So in other words, whosoever believes in Jesus Christ are children of God.
那么在神的国中没有什么等级之分。
So there's no classes in God's kingdom.
我们也有同一位天父。
We have the same Heavenly Father.
我们也要都成为神的儿女。
We are also all called children of God.
都属于这个家的成员。
We are all members of this home.
我们总是说，这个父亲呢是一家之主。
We often say that the father is the master of the house.
那么前面的信息的十八节也告诉我们，那么外邦的基督徒和犹太的基督徒呢，都是由圣灵重生。
So from verse 18, it tells us whether you are Jewish Christian or Gentile Christian, you are both born from Holy Spirit.
所以我们的身份呢，都是神的儿女。
So we are all children of God.
都是从神生的。
Are all born from God.
所以这样就能一起来到神的面前，称神为父。
So we can come together before God and call Him Father.
也就是说，父神乃才是我们一家的子。
In other words, the Father is the God of our family.
所以我们都是神家的家庭成员。
So we are all members of God's home.
所以作为教会，作为神的家。
So the church is a house of God.
那么就像保罗在三章提摩太前书三章十五节告诉提摩太的，他说：“我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。”倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家当中怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
So in 1 Timothy 3:15 it says you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth.
所以这里面我们看到，一方面了，教会是神的家。
So in one aspect, the church is God's home.
有一群听信福音被神从这个世界上分别出来的一群人组成。
It's made of all the people who were believers of the gospel and been set aside.
那么另一方面了，教会也是传扬真理和持守真理的一个场所。
In another word, the church is the place where the gospel and truth are proclaimed.
那么我们知道了神家的成员，那么我们现在要看，那么谁是这个国度的子民？我们再来看一下神家是怎么样来建立。
Now let us see how the church of God has been built.
那我们看二十到二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21.
那么这里说。并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
It's built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
那么这里面的使徒和先知呢，它是指主耶稣升天赐下圣灵之后。
When here is talks about the apostles and the prophet, this is after that Christ has ascended.
那么在新约圣经还没有完成之前，
before the New Testament was completed,
那么神特别启示的一些人在外邦人中传讲基督的福音。
So these are the people that God raised to proclaim the gospel of Jesus.
所以这里面的先知也并不是说 指旧约里面的先知。
So these are not the prophets of the Old Testament.
那么还是在新约里面这些被神特别使用的一些人。
Those are the people who are used during the New Testament time.
那么比方这些使徒和先知呢，比方就是说在犹大之外的十二使徒。
So these are the apostles outside the 12 apostles.
那么还也包括使徒保罗。
and including Paul.
那么还有就是使徒之外的这些新约圣经的作者。
And including the writers of the New Testament.
那么还有其他被神特别启示的人。
And all the other people who received the special revelation from God.
所以他们去外邦传讲基督的福音。
So they go and proclaim the gospel of Jesus.
那么以弗所，那么在以弗所的这个三章五到六节，他这样讲到。
In chapter 3 of Ephesians 5, verse 5-6,
他说这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
Which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, and it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
很明显，这个里面我们看到，这里面的圣灵乃是指主耶稣基督复活升天以后所赐下的圣灵。
So here we clearly were talking about the Holy Spirit that came after Jesus' resurrection.
也就是我们看到的五旬节的圣灵的降临。
This is the coming of Holy Ghost through during the Pentecost.
所以这里面的圣使徒和先知就是指这些被神特别启示的人。
So these are the so-called apostles and prophets being revealed by God.
那么保罗呢，把教会这里所比喻为一个圣殿。
So here Paul took the church as if it's a holy temple.
而信徒呢，就是在根基上建成这个圣殿的这些材料。
And the believers are the material used in building the church.
那么这个根基呢，就是这些使徒和先知所传讲的关于耶稣基督他的福音，也就是耶稣基督他自己。
So the foundation is the Christ himself being proclaimed by the apostles and prophets.
那么房角石本意呢，其实是盖房子的时候所在这个根基上呢所放的这个第一块的这个石头。
The cornerstone was the first stone placed when building the building.
它一定是放在一个角上。
Usually put at the corner.
那么整座房屋呢的建筑都是要以这块石头呢为基础。
So all the other part of the whole building should be based on this cornerstone.
那么这个房子建起来了才会稳固，才会不走形。
Only by doing this way, the church can be, the building can be built straight.
那么其实在先知呢，在这个主耶稣基督来到世界上700多年的时候呢，就预言了主耶稣要成为这个房角石。在主耶稣
after Jesus,
主耶稣之前700多年。
So before Christ coming, about 700 years ago.They have already foreseen this.
所以这是在以赛亚书28:16有这样的预言。
It's in Isaiah chapter 28.
那么他这样说，所以主耶和华如此说，看啊，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石，信靠的人必不着急。
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am the one who has laid as a foundation in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not be in haste.
那么这里面说，信靠的人必不着急。
Here it says, Whoever believes will not be in haste.
那么也就是说，凡是真心信靠耶稣基督的人，他心中一定是有从基督那里来的平安。
So which means whoever believes in Jesus, they will have a peace in their hearts.
也就是说了，基督乃是福音的中心。
In other words, Jesus is the center of the gospel.
那么教会呢，是由所有的信靠耶稣基督的信徒所组成的。
So the church was made up of all the believers of Jesus Christ.
而且是建立在基督的福音的这个根基上。
It's built on the foundation of Christ.
而所有的信徒呢，又是靠着耶稣基督连成的一个生命的一个共同体。
So all the believers is a common body built upon Jesus.
那么保罗知道了这些外邦的以弗所信徒呢，过去他们是崇拜的是雅典米的女神。
So we know that Paul has said this foreign Gentiles usually believes and worships the god of Artemis.
那么他们也有供奉雅典米女神的这个神庙。
They also have a temple to worship Artemis.
那么他们往往称雅典米女神呢为众神之母。
They call that Artemis being the mother of all gods.
所以他们认为拜她呢，他们就会多多的生儿育女。
So they believe if they worship Artemis, they will have many children.
所以呢，他们拜雅典米女神只是为了他们自己的好处。
So they worship Artemis only for their own benefit.
所以拜的人之间呢，没有任何直接的关系的连接。
So among all the worshippers, there's no any kind of interrelationship.
所以这些人他们不可能说成为一体。
So they cannot be one body.
然而他们信靠耶稣基督，听到福音之后，
after they have received the gospel and believed in Jesus,
他们深深的知道耶稣基督是为他们而死。
They know that Jesus died for them.
他们也知道他们是靠耶稣基督连成为一体。
They also know they can be united together through Jesus as one body.
那么彼此之间有一种不可能拿走的一种亲密的关系。
So they have an inseparable relationship.
那么这里面有圣殿作为类比。
So here we have the holy temple.
也告诉我们说，每位基督徒呢，就像建立圣殿的一块石头。
So every believer is part of being a stone builder.
那么靠耶稣基督这块房角石就连在了一起。
So all the stones can be to get together by through Jesus the cornerstone.
那么就成为在基督里的这个圣殿。
So they became the holy temple in Christ.
那么这里面这个渐渐成为，它的原文的意思其实是逐渐长成的意思。
So the original meaning is gradually grow into.
所以也就是说呢，教会它不是一个没有生命的一个物体。
In other words, church is not something without a life.
而是一个不断成长的一个有机的生命体。
It's a continual growing organism.
那么每一个新加入教会的一个每一个新的信徒，其实就是这个生命体的一个新生的一个细胞一样。
So every new believer becomes a new cell in this growth.
那么也像是加在这个建筑物上的一块新的石头。
It's also a new stone being added to the foundation.
那彼得他是在彼得前书三章四到五节里面，他这样说：他说，主乃是活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫。
In 1 Peter, Peter says, But let your adoring be the hidden person of the heart, which the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God.
所以这块呢，彼得呢，把每一个信徒比作是一块活石，就是一个有生命的一块石头。
So here Peter considered that all believers become a living stone.
所以这些有生命的石头建成的这个宫殿，那也是一个有生命的宫殿。
So the temple is built by the living stone, therefore is a living temple.
所以它不是一个无形，不是一个有形的一个实体，它不是一个 physical 的一个实体。
It's not just a physical body.
所以这里也告诉我们了教会的建立和成长。
It also tells us the establishment and the growing of the church.
那么既需要圣徒的努力的侍奉。
Depends on the continual work of the disciples.
它更需要神亲自的工作。
It also requires the personal work of God.
那么在诗篇127篇的第一节，他这样告诉我们。他说若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力，若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
So in Psalm 127 it says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
所以也就是说我们的教会乃是神建的，神建立的。
So our church is built by God.
我们的教会也是蒙神保守的。
And our church is being guarded by God.
那么这也就是为什么我们在竭力侍奉的同时呢，也要常常的祷告。
And this is why when, as we work in the church, we need to pray.
那我们只能，我们要常常的求神来带领和祝福他的教会，来健康的成长。
We want to continually ask God to build the church and help the church grow.
那我们分享了神家的这个成员，还有神家的这个怎样建立的。我们最后看一下神家的主人。
Now we have studied the members and how the church was built. Now we study the master of the house.
那么最后这节他说，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So in verse 22, in him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit.
那么这里面的你们呢，它就是指这些以弗所的这些外邦的信徒。
The you refers to the Gentile Ephesian believers.
他说你们也靠他同被建造。
You are also being built by him.
所以他的意思也就是说呢，你们这些外邦的信徒呢，和所有其他信徒一样。
In other words, the Gentile believers and all the believers are the same.
那么都是通过与基督的联合。
They were all united through Christ.
一起靠着他的恩典和他的道来成长的。
Grow by His grace and His truth.
那么在福音来到之前呢，他们被犹太人看作是污秽不洁的。
Before they had the gospel, they were considered filthy people by the Jews.
也是没有神，也是没有指望的人。
They didn't have hope.Nor they have God.
而且说是在神与犹太人所立的各样的这些约里面，他们是没有份的。
And they have no portion in all the things that God's inheritance.
所以完全是局外人。
They were outsiders.
然而他们现在呢，是因着耶稣基督。
But through Jesus Christ now.
那么在与犹太人和这个所立的，那么与因着基督呢，他们和犹在犹太人的信徒中，他们的地位是完全一样的。
So they are the same equal position with the Jewish people.
那么他们已经都是神家的人了。
They were all people of God's house.
他们也同样都是神国的子民了。
They were all citizens of God's kingdom.
而且他们也是说是这都是圣殿里面的活石。
They were all living stones in the holy temple.
那么他们都是靠着耶稣基督来得救。
They were all delivered by Jesus Christ.
也都是一起靠着这块房角石联络成为一个圣殿。
They were all united together by this cornerstone.
而且呢，每一位 信徒呢，他们都有圣灵住在他们的里边。
So all of them have the Holy Spirit indwelling.
所以也就是整座圣殿，也就是圣灵的居所。
In other words, the entire temple is the dwelling place of the Spirit.
而且只要这些基督，只要这些人在一起的话，那么圣灵也永远跟他们在一起。
So as long as they are together.The Spirit is with them.
那么圣灵也永远不会离开他们。
And the Spirit will never leave them.
那么这也是主耶稣基督呢，他在离开这个离还在世的时候教导门徒的。
So this is what Jesus taught the disciples before his departing.
其实也是主耶稣呢给门徒以及所有他的信徒的应许。
So this is the promise Jesus gave to all his believers.
那么在约翰福音的14:16-17，主耶稣这样说：“他说我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。”
In John 14:16-17, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
也就是说，神既然是通过圣灵来掌管每一个圣徒的生命
，So God through the Holy Spirit control all the believers' lives.
而教会又是由圣徒组成的
，And the church is composed of all the believers.
所以呢，神也透过圣灵来掌管整个教会。
So God also control the church through the Holy Spirit.
那么，基督从死里复活升天以后。
After Jesus resurrected from death,
那么他废除了人手所造的圣殿。
He has abolished the temple built by man.
那么他打开了通向至圣所的门。
And opened the way, the gate into the Holy of Holies.
那么他同时也拆毁了这些犹太人与外邦人隔离开他们之间的这堵墙。
He also abolished the divisions between the Jewish people and the Gentiles.
那么他从各国各邦招聚他的儿女。
He has called all his children from all over the world.
那么招聚这些信徒，就形成了这个无形的属灵的圣殿。
So he called all the believers to form this formless holy temple.
那么神借着圣灵呢，就与他的百姓同在。
So through the Holy Spirit, God is with all His people.
那么带领他们广传福音，建立教会。
And teach them how to proclaim the gospel and continue to build the church.
那么使他的国度也不断的扩展，那么直到主耶稣呢第二次再来。
So the kingdom will continue to grow until Jesus comes again.
那么总结今天的信息，我们可以看到。
Through today's passage, we can learn.
那么教会呢，是神在地上的国度。
The church is the kingdom of God on earth.
它也是神的家。
It's also the house of God.
那么神家的成员呢，包括所有信靠福音、归属耶稣基督的人。
So the member of God's house are those whoever believes in Jesus.And receive the gospel.
那么不管他们曾经是犹太人还是外邦人
，doesn't matter whether they were Jewish people or Gentiles.
他们同有一位天父
，they all have the same heavenly Father.
他们都是神家的人
，they were all people of God's house.
都是神国度的一个子民
，are also citizens of God's kingdom.
那么另一方面了，神家也是神的家，也是神的殿。
In another word.God's house is also God's temple.
那么有神呢，借着圣灵居住在其中。
We have the Holy Spirit dwell in it.
那么每一位圣徒呢，就是一块建成这个圣殿的活石。
So every believer is a living stone used in building this temple.
那么他们靠着耶稣基督这块房角石联合在一起。
They were united together by the cornerstone of Jesus.
那么形成一个生命的共同体，在基督耶稣里一起来成长。
so they form a unified body and grow together in Jesus.
那么我们知道，既然教会是圣徒靠基督联合在一起的一个有机的一个生命体。
So since the church is an organism formed by all the believers united together.
那么又有圣灵住在每个圣徒的里面。
It also have the Holy Spirit living within each believer.
那么这个圣灵是同一个圣灵。
So this Holy Spirit is the same.
所以呢，教会在基督里的合一呢，就是一个事实。
So the union of believers in church is a truth.
所以它不是一个人工作的一个结果。
It's not the results of a people's work.
所以这是神靠着他的大能所成就的。
This was accomplished by God's almighty power.
那是人不能改变的。
And no one can change it.
所以每个弟兄姐妹呢，从重生得救的那一刻。
So for every believer, at the moment of their regeneration.
那么就因圣灵的内住，有了一个新的生命。
They have a new life through the indwelling spirit.
就成了这个生命共同体中的一员。
And become a member of this unit.
那么这个事实呢，不会因人的行为而改变。
This will never change just because of people's deeds.
因为这不是人所成就的。
This is not accomplished by man.
我们也知道，我们每位弟兄姐妹，我们每个人都有不同的个性。
Well, we know that all of us have different characters.
我们也有不同的恩赐。
We have different gifts.
我们也有不同的软弱。
We are different in our weaknesses.
我们当然也常常会遇到各种不同的这种诱惑或者是试探。
We also will face temptations.
但是所有的这些呢，它不能破坏我们在基督里的合一。
But none of this.Can destroy the unity in Christ.
在圣灵里的合一。
The unity in the Spirit.
那么正因为这种合一，因为这种合一呢是一个事实的存在。
Because this unity is the fact in existence.
所以我们才会在参与服事或者处理任何教会或者弟兄姐妹之间的事务时。
When we are participating in the church and communicating with fellow believers,
那我们才会常常的谦卑顺服的心来到主父神的面前祷告。
So we can come to pray in before our Father with a humble heart.
我们才会能够在圣灵的带领下彼此的交通。
So that we can have fellowship under the Spirit.
我们可以安静下心来彼此听彼此的想法。
So we can calm and understand each other.
我们才能在基督里能够合一，能够一起来成长。
Only this way we can grow together and be united in Christ.
我们一起，同样，我们一起的敬拜，那是合一的表现。
Our worship is the symbol of our unity.
我们一起的祷告也是合一的表现。
Our prayer together is our unity.
我们一起的团契也是合一的表现。
Our fellowship is our unity.
所以所有我们在一起的侍奉也是合一的表现。
All our ministry and the service are unity.
所以这种合一乃是因着我们跟在耶稣基督里的合一而成的事实。
So this kind of unity is the fact of unity in Christ.
我们这种合一，那也是蒙神保守直到永远。
Because of this unity, we can be kept together by God.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and give you thanks.
主，感谢你能够透过各样的事，能够让我们知道我们是你的儿女。
We thank you for teaching us through all things that we belong to you.
让我们知道我们跟这个世界上的世人是不一样的。
You taught us that we are different from the people of the world.
因为在我们里面， 有永生的盼望。
Because in us, we have eternal hope.
因为主耶稣你赐下的圣灵已经在我们里面。
Because of your Holy Spirit that lead us.
天父，就求主你的圣灵时时刻刻引导我们每个人的心。
May your Spirit continually lead all our hearts.
让我们在凡事上能够依靠你。
So that we would depend on you in all things.
让我们从主你那里得到造就，得到安慰，得到启示。
So that we may receive comfort, we may receive revelation from you.
也让我们常常知道主乃是你的恩典，乃是你的那大能，让我们能够成为一个合一的整体。
We need to know that it is because of your grace that we can be united.
也让我们能够在合一中一起来成长。
So that we can grow together in unity.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣灵。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.